The possibilities. There is an unmistakable element we can observe as we advance in our tantric practice, and that is the phenomenon of the change that occurs in coming. In sex, coming is orgasm, both before and after the natural rise of sexual energy naturally begins to take hold as a permanent shift in our neurobiology in the spiritual-sexual equation. With rising whole-body ecstatic conductivity expanding in us, especially between our perineum root and center brow, or third eye, the event of coming up into the third eye creeps into our life as an ongoing experience. In other words, coming, or orgasm, becomes an ongoing whole-body event that never stops and requires no external stimulation. A mere raising of the eyes, a raising of the tongue to the palate, or a small flex at our root, anus, will keep waves of ecstasy coursing through the nervous system like a rolling sea. And that isn't all. Over time, the whole process migrates upward from the third eye to the crown as well. The delicate process of opening the crown is covered in the AYP writings. Can coming be sustained like this? Can we continue to function under the influence of what could be called a constant whole-body orgasm? Is it exhausting? In fact, this ongoing experience of coming is the fruition of yoga, the rise of an unending state of ecstatic bliss and outpouring divine love in the nervous system. We can continue to function in this situation because our nervous system acclimates to it, just as it does to all other enhancements in our spiritual neurobiology that occur with long-term practice of yoga. It is not exhausting, just the opposite. As divine energy surges through us, it continuously regenerates every cell in our body. In this situation, sex has become the source of unbounded energy, creativity, and happiness in the body. There is so much divine love surging up inside that it flows out to everyone around us in the form of uplifting energy and loving service. This is why we pay close attention to the management of sexual energy as we move along our chosen path in yoga. Does this eliminate the need for sexual relations? It certainly makes us less obsessive about reproductive sex. That is a good thing. At the same time, this transformation turns all sex into spiritual practice. Pre-orgasmic tantric sex can offer support to the process of spiritual transformation. So, the advances that occur in our nervous system as a result of yoga make sexual activity all the more precious whenever we are inclined to engage in physical lovemaking. Sexual activity then becomes a stepping stone to permanent ecstatic bliss. Harnessing the power of sexual relations is not mandatory for enlightenment. But if we know effective means for long-term pre-orgasmic cultivation, it can be a significant help.